Gotta build that banner.
I'll build a banner.
Could you build a bear?
I can build a bear.
Good.
Oh, at the Build-A-Bear
Could you
Workshop.
decorate like a ceramic tile or something that you glaze?
What are those places called? Color Me Mine?
Oh, yeah, I can color me mine.
Yeah.
All right, so we got
We should actually all
Build-A-Bear, we
go to
got
Color
Color
Me
Me
Mine.
Mine, color your hair, build a bear.
An Idle Thumbs meetup at Color Me
At Color
Mine.
Me Mine. Make a decorative tile.
I made a vase look like a goatee. Just like with the hands around the top, the
That's
flowers come
horrible.
out of the top.
Like flowers from a goatsy. This is Idle Thumbs Progress Cast. Hello, it's March 21st, 2012.
This is the Idle Thumbs Kickstarter Progress Cast, the sixth one. I'm Chris Remo.
I'm Jake Rodkin.
And I'm Sean Vanaman.
And our Kickstarter campaign is over in a number of hours.
Yeah.
So get in while you can, or you're already
Already
in because you're
in.
listening to this Progress Cast. Hey guys, thanks for backing us.
Thank you so much. This is
Over the next month, we're going to be conducting a
our sh our
Kickstarter
shadow Kickstarter begins now.
campaign.
So this thing is over at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time
Daylight time,
today.
really.
Oh, right, Pacific Daylight Time. I'm
Let's
sorry.
just.
If you're in a time zone that observes Pacific Standard Time currently,
You're weird,
please
maybe.
adjust
Or.
time by 1 hour.
Yeah.
I don't even know which direction, because I'm an idiot.
You would fall back.
All right, fall
Yeah.
back.
Yeah. But you're not. So thank you
Yeah,
so
and if I
much.
mean, if you hear this in time, you may not, but we are planning on jumping on a bandwagon and live video
Bandwagon
streaming
too.
the last what, 2 hours?
Between an
Yeah.
hour and 2 hours of this, we don't. We're That is the current plan.
Yeah.
Who's to say what actually happens? But maybe this evening
As
you'll.
evidenced by the what, four complete from scratch attempts it took us to make our stupid 3-minute Kickstarter video. We are not video wizards, so
Fortunately, we will be helped by a video wizard.
Yeah,
Can we say that? Yeah.
Well, he'll be the video wizard.
The guys at Twitch TV
Yeah,
have
the
reached
Gun
out.
Run is a awesome dude who is a known guy in the esports community and is going to be helping us out and remedying the fact that we're idiots when it comes to this
Yeah,
sort of
so it's
thing.
safe to say if the video stream happens tonight, it's because the Gun Run and Twitch TV are awesome. If the video stream fails to happen tonight, it's because we are idiots.
Yeah.
So,
But we have some fun things kind of on deck for that. We have a lot of people, friends of the cast, going to come by during the 2 hours. Again, we're going to try to get it between 6 and 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and give us a half an hour there to like have
To
technical
screw it
difficulties
up.
at the beginning. But yeah, so we're going to have some friends come by. Do we want to talk about a video game we might be playing?
We're going to play a game.
Jake is going to play a game. We're all going to watch
So
him
this
do
is going to be
it.
a historic
It's pretty
occasion, no
amazing.
matter how you slice
And a
it.
historic day.
We're going to
Yes.
attempt to have some sort of tournament, which really
I
didn't
think that's
mean.
overpromising. There might be a video game on a screen.
Yes.
Competitive one. Yeah, it'll be good.
The
All right. The kind of
true.
competitive game Twitch TV is known
We
for,
would say it's the
so.
defining competitive game experience.
Yeah,
Right.
we would say that definitely,
Yeah,
yes.
we would say that. So,
He farted him.
yeah.
It'll be good.
Definitely fart a blowy guy.
So tune in for that.
Anyway, now that we're done being cryptic idiots, what else? Not that that's ever true. Also, the other, like,
We
the
should talk about a
biggest
non-cryptic, complete,
possible,
amazing, awesome
the
thing.
biggest thing we have to say, with respect to Idle Thumbs is that we now are,
We're hosting the Three Moves Ahead podcast,
yeah,
which
this
is
is our
awesome.
first time Idle Thumbs has ever hosted external content. It's Three Moves Ahead is an awesome strategy podcast. It's my favorite game podcast, personally.
You like it way more than the Idle Thumbs podcast.
I like it more than that piece of shit. No, I love Three Moves Ahead, and I've actually been on their show a couple times. Just, I think I was on their StarCraft II show, and I think I was on one or two others. And Troy Goodfellow, who founded the show, and Rob Zachney, who's the current steward of the show, those guys are co-owners, and they continue to own Three Moves Ahead and will continue to own it forever. But we are partnering with them by bringing them in, as I say, as the first an outside podcast that will be part of our The Idle Thumbs podcast network. So when we relaunch the site, which, you know, we're not sure when that will be yet, but hopefully in the near future.
That.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons, by the way, that we can't relaunch our site like right now, is because we're doing crazy stuff like building a site that can actually support multiple podcasts and things like that. So there's a lot of work going into that. And Doug and Mike, who you heard from on the Megacast during GDC, are the amazing wizards who are helping us make that happen.
Our website is built by amazing wizards. That's another reason we needed the Kickstarter money.
Amazing wizards, they demand much in terms of blood sacrifice
and
trinkets. You can often fool them with objects wrapped in aluminum foil. They're not from this time, so they don't know that that's a thing that you can get at Safeway. They also don't know what Safeway is. Also, speaking of wizards, I don't think we've done a progress cast since we posted the art update, which actually shows the in-progress like layouts and early pencils of our various art prints from Graham Animal, who's doing the Shitty Wizard prints, and Vincent Brea, who's doing the Space Asshole print, and then also the in-progress layout pencils from Campbell White.
For the EP cover.
Yeah, he's illustrating the record. So, and his is sort of it's also kind of Space Asshole influence, but it's a much different take on it than Vincent's. Like, yeah. It's really cool seeing, like, Idle Thumbsy space thing interpreted by really good artists in totally different ways. So you should check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. I've actually had fans of theirs emailing me who are friends of mine who didn't really know that. Like, I know you do Idle Thumbs, but like,
they just don't know what it is.
Campbell White? Which has been really great.
Those guys are super talented. It's kind of absurd how talented they are.
And they've also just been the nicest dudes ever to work with. Yeah. I mean, great. Jake and I have obviously worked with Graham a lot, and I worked with Vincent a lot at Disney. So it's sort of just like making stuff with your buddies.
But yep.
Graham is just, he's amazing. He's just an incredible. When you ask Graham to say, hey, would you draw a shitty wizard? And then just 11 JPEGs show up of a wizard doing shitty things.
I feel kind of bad about that because Graham has been super awesome about it, but Graham's churned out so many pencil sketches of wizards doing just weird stuff. And when we finally landed on where we landed and everyone was,
we were all very stupid, finicky bitches about it.
Yeah, but then we danced around like complete crazy people, as did Graham. And where we landed, we're all super excited about it.
And even the pencils that we have up on the Kickstarter page right now are pretty goddamn great looking. But if you go and look at those guys' individual websites, like if you look at Campbell's cube set Zelda inks, or any of Graham's Grickle work, or Vincent's watercolors, you can sort of in your mind project a little bit as to what these pencils will look like when they're fully rendered pieces.
And these guys are amazing.
They're going to look amazing, like really amazing. Mm-hmm. Like Vincent sent us over just a shitty Photoshopped color.
Like digital color test?
Yeah, color key, basically. And he just kind of thumbed in like
to guide himself when he watercolors it. We're just like, oh,
it already just looked amazing.
Crazy place.
These old guys are all red. And I'm super excited about Campbell's showing up on an actual like printed
album cover.
Yeah. Like that's gonna be so fucking cool. Just white album with just dark inks. Just, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the best.
So yeah, all sorts of insane things are happening right now. I'm completely over the moon about Three Moves Ahead showing up. By which I mean I'm tired of talking about the moon now that we have a strategy podcast. Three Moves Ahead wanting to join up with Thumbs is like, it's just, I don't know, it's the best.
It's pretty much the ideal scenario I could think of in terms of expanding Idle Thumbs into a network, in terms of getting a podcast that hits every like bullet point you could think of in terms of guys we really like and respect, really high quality conversation and subject matter that is within the same sort of sphere of video games, but completely different.
They drill down to it in a level that we never would be capable of, really.
Especially in that genre.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and so it's really, it really is like the absolute most ideal first step there. And those guys are they're just great, super good guys.
Yeah,
Rob and Troy are just stand-up dudes.
When we started talking about the Kickstarter and bringing back Idle Thumbs, we internally talked about wanting to do the bookcast. And I don't think the idea of bringing in someone else's content had even really come up in conversation yet, other than like, oh, maybe someday someone else. And then,
Well, and it was totally organic too. Rob was in town here in San Francisco for, he Rob's a video game journalist. He writes for PC Gamer and some other places. And I hung out with him a lot when I was over in Boston because he lives in Boston. And so we became pretty good friends. And he was over here in San Francisco for some event. And we were just hanging out. We went to go see a movie at the Castro Theater. And I was just kind of talking very generally about Idle Thumbs and you know, kind of what some of the stuff we want to do with it. And, oh, we're going to launch this book podcast and we're maybe going to expand to other podcasts. And, like, who knows? And it was very vague. And, like, just we ended up just talking for a couple hours. And over the course of that conversation, we're like, maybe actually Three Moves Ahead should be that. And so, I mean, it came up very naturally. And, like, I immediately contacted Jake and Sean and, like, we all talked about it. And then Rob got in touch with Troy. And...
Well, it also came up before the Kickstarter was launched. Like, it was something, right? Or it was before because we didn't have our goal yet, if I remember. Because I remember being like, Chris, man, I don't even know if we're going to be able to make it.
It was before the Kickstarter was public. We had started sort of kicking some site design ideas around. We had talked about it with amongst ourselves and some of our friends. But yeah, that was, we had already started talking to them. And then we sort of had to say, whoa. We don't even know if this Kickstarter is going to work. We don't know if we're going to do this. We're going to have to.
We don't want to look like idiots.
Yeah, we don't want to look like complete fools. Yeah. So.
That's the reason we ended up announcing it so late in the Kickstarter, is because we didn't really restart any substantial conversations in earnest until after the Kickstarter had begun, and it actually became obvious we were going to hit our goal, which was not at all obvious before we started this Kickstarter. In fact, it was the opposite of obvious. So that's the reason this was kind of feels like a last minute announcement in the Kickstarter, but it's also really the first big step in terms of Idle Thumbs growing, and so it I think it makes perfect sense that it's wrapping up our campaign.
And also just because it's like, I don't know. I feel incredibly fortunate in that because the Kickstarter has been so successful and you guys have shown us that, like, wow, we could really, like, we can actually do this thing. We never had to balance it. I don't think we thought of it as a business decision. It's like, oh, can we afford to do this? It was really a spiritual decision. Like, oh, this really makes sense in our gut to, like, to partner up with these guys and bring them on.
Let's make sure Idle Thumbs is actually going to continue being a real thing before
we
commit these guys to a fucking crashing Hindenburg Zeppelin.
It's really nice.
Stay tuned, though.
I mean, yeah, right.
The point is like, I feel like the readers have given us the freedom to make decisions that we really believe in without, like, wholeheartedly. We don't have to be trepidatious and think about, oh man, like, oh, you know, if we scrimp and save and buy that street cleaner, that street cleaning truck that we bought outside, we could maybe do something like this. We talked about it and it's really within our means now to do this thing. And we're really, 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 really grateful for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're also next week going to do a Q&A with those guys over, I guess on their podcast.
I think it's gonna be on their podcast. Yeah. So I mean, for them, it's the bigger announcement, I suppose. Yeah.
We'll point you guys to that, which is gonna be just also, especially for their
audience. It'll be Troy and Rob, and then hopefully all three of us.
Yeah.
Talking about what this means for Three Moves Ahead. And I think they solicited questions from their readers.
So. Yeah. Unlike us, Three Moves Ahead is not afraid of Skype, so we'll be appearing through a sweet robot on their podcast.
Yeah.
By which I mean, I'm going to apply the robot voice filter to my contribution to this. So
you're gonna Dr. Spate sew it up.
Well, you know how there was the Transformers thing where you could buy like Optimus Prime's face,
and you'd talk into a tube and it would come out
in his voice. Yeah, I'm gonna be using that on the Three Moves Ahead podcast because I think that's what the readership appreciates.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
yeah,
they appreciate.
One thing we should you know, we did some extensive research before deciding to bring them on board. And we realized that the voice modulation was a key feature.
We think that they're doing everything right. We really don't want to change their podcast, but they've just been missing that one key ingredient of Dr. Spatzo voice.
Right. If Rob sounded like Dr. Spatzo and Choice had
Optimus Prime
or Megatron or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be fine.
That'd be good.
Actually, you alluded to this earlier, but it is worth saying one more time. We absolutely have no control or desire to have control or care, we don't care what those guys put up in the best possible way. Like, we're not gonna listen to their podcast
we don't give a fuck about these guys. We're not even gonna listen to their podcast.
I'm saying it in the worst possible way. But what I actually mean is I've seen a couple people express concern, potentially rightly so, about that. But it is literally, we are hosting their content. We will continue to enjoy their content. They own it. They're producing it. They're doing, like, we're, there's, you know.
I mean, we're hoping that what this partnership is additive in the combined sense, not in the sense that we're going to be adding any weird shit to either of our individual casts as a result. What we're hoping is that the sum becomes more of its parts, and right. that the things we can do by partnering with Three Moves Ahead are, you know, and a lot of that, honestly, we're still figuring out. We don't even necessarily know yet, but the point is that we're hoping that we can, by joining forces with those guys, there's cool stuff we can do in the future while keeping their podcast what it's always been and keeping our podcast whatever the fuck it's going to be when it comes back.
Two cool podcasts on the same site is better than one cool podcast on one site and one cool podcast on another site. Also, just the potential for community building we think is really huge.
Yeah, like, we're gonna probably actually even before this, before we relaunch our site, we're gonna open up the official Three Moves Ahead forums so that those guys, because one of the things that they were, you know, they've been thinking about for a while, like, you know, even before we got involved with them, was that they really, their community would really like a place to centralize and have discussions about strategy games and Three Moves Ahead and just all the stuff that Rob and Troy talk about on the podcast.
Yep.
And so that's something that we have the infrastructure to do, and we have been doing it for a long time, and we can give them their own.
By virtue of us working on larger websites and having Doug and Mike, the aforementioned web wizards, we for some reason always seem to have infrastructure to spare. So being able to have that stuff to offer those guys is really awesome.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, what was that one other really cool thing one of you guys was going to say just now? Yeah.
Should we talk about what's coming up after today?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead. Okay. The Kickstarter ends today, but unfortunately for you and for us, that doesn't mean that there's a brand new Idle Thumbs episode coming tomorrow, because we're still in the middle of building all of our infrastructure and stuff. So there will be a few more progress casts. And as those go on, I'm sure we'll get closer and closer to actually knowing the specific start date of real stuff. That said, I imagine post-Kickstarter progress casts are probably going to be a little bit less about the Kickstarter and have some, you know, like
Although they probably, ironically, will end up being able to be more about progress of substantial.
I just realized when we're recording this is our first progress cast that actually has full progress content in it.
These progress casts did not at all end up being what we expected them to be. We thought they were going to be like, so this is what we're working on, like printing these things, doing this.
Right, but instead it was like realistic summer sports simulator, which is, I don't know, that's we actually, it's because we enjoy talking about that stuff the most, more than this stuff. But
and hopefully we'll continue to do so, but we'll also have actual, like, basically, as soon as the Kickstarter is over, that's when we, for people who don't actually know, because a lot of people, I don't think, know how pledging works, because it's sort of an unintuitive process. What happens when the Kickstarter campaign is over is that's the point at which we actually have the final lists of who pledged in the different tiers. And then what we can do with that is send all of you guys a survey that asks, like, what's your t-shirt size? Where do you want to get this sent? What name do you want to use for this stuff? Because none of the information that is in your Amazon payments account, like, we don't have access to any of that. So you guys can give us whatever information you want. Like, if your mom wants to be on our wall of names
instead of you,
you can just give us her name, and that's fine. We'll put it on there.
And same goes with shipping address and things like that.
Right. A couple people have said, oh, I've moved since I signed up for this. Like, that's fine.
Or if you want your stuff sent to your friend.
We'll only get the information you give us. Like, we can't just get your information. So don't worry about that. T-shirt sizes and like shipping address and names for the wall, and then if you're at the everything level, you get to put in whatever topic you want for the progress cast, which I guess we'll say now will be, we've decided the way we want to do the progress cast will be as the last, or I'm sorry, the ruination cast.
The ruination cast, which is the one where sort of a lot of the higher tier people,
you know, it's 200 and above.
Anyone who contributed $200 or above can force words into our mouth for what is now, I guess, the final progress cast is that the Idle Thumbs Ruination cast.
Yeah, we'll try to announce some actual topical guidelines. So but just so everybody feels like, no matter who you are, even if you ask us to talk about something that somebody else does as well, you're going to get your name said, you're going to get your topic spoken about.
Our internal rule for the Ruination cast, because we've seen on the forums and even to ourselves to try and get ourselves out of this, we're like, oh, well, like, surely a million people are going to say the wizard.
Right.
If you say that, that's fine, whatever. But our internal rule is even if there is topical crossover, every topic must be discussed once per backer. Topic
so
suggestion.
If 400 people say the wizard,
we will say the wizard 400 times.
And credit each individual person for that.
That said, we will happily give time to any subject you guys want us to talk about that isn't saying the wizard. We'll still say the wizard.
Or though. Doesn't cross any uncomfortable personal lines.
Yeah.
Just draw a line in the sand right there because the internet
that said,
is a thing.
Where that line lands for what is
talking
uncomfortable.
Talking about it doesn't mean we say anything truthful.
Right. Our individual comfort levels are very different, so you can feel free to sort of to test that. You can toe that line, that's fine.
I'm excited to see.
But you only get one shot at it, though.
Right, you get one bite
so
at the apple.
If you're over that line and the line,
you get one bite at that toad line in the sand. So get ready. Sorry, we just started like take a bite of that apple, toe that line, get that line in the sand.
But the thing we were talking
about,
hit
it out of the park.
You know, and this is something that we're kind of dabbling
in. Over the line.
Hit it over the line. You're over the line.
You're out of line.
You're out of line. You're out of order.
Out of order. But all, everybody here is out of order. This whole area, this place is out of order.
That's true.
This room, that street cleaner that's still
that
out
street cleaner is clearly not out of order.
He's
in
working
fact, fully in
fully
order.
Operational.
Yes.
So something we're talking about doing, and I mean, we all want to do it. We feel really good about it. We have to, hey, he went away.
Thanks, buddy.
Doing the Ruination cast as the last of the Progress casts, but... doing it, trying to figure out a way to do it live. It obviously will be recording it.
Yeah,
we'll
do
be putting
it,
live. It up. Yeah. Oh, we'll do it live.
Yeah.
Will we scream? We'll do it live and say fuck it. We'll do it live. Maybe.
Well, we'll definitely do it live.
We will definitely stream the content of the Ruination cast live, so you can witness that happening.
And we don't know what form that's going to take or anything.
Yeah,
but we're gonna. I mean, we're gonna look into some.
We're using Nullsoft Shoutcast format, I believe. I don't know, streaming radio?
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Man, you don't remember Shoutcast? That was, Shoutcasting is like the original.
I think that standard is still like, if you expand out the iTunes radio tab that no one uses, I think that it still is just pinging Shoutcast
I think in the esports community, a lot of commentators still refer to what they do as Shoutcasting.
Yeah.
So that's stuck around for.
When Rock Paper Shotgun announced their podcast, I read it as the Rock Paper Shoutcast and thought it was deliberately.
Man, that would have been amazing.
I thought it was deliberately an old like
memo to Rock Paper Shotgun.
Yeah, I thought it was a reference to it being that they're using the Shoutcast streaming software, but no, it's the Rock Paper Shotcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll try to stream it, and then obviously we'll be putting it up as an MP3. So if you can't listen to the stream, you'll still be hearing it. But it should be fun. Ruination Cast.
Man, this has been a super logistical episode. This has been
We've been bending and crimping the armature of a thing for a while now without talking about it.
So this is what the new Idle Thumbs format is going to be. We hope you guys have really enjoyed listening. We're just going to talk about ourselves and streaming stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's...
And how much we like other people.
Yeah, like 3 moves ahead. Man,
we're just...
Those guys are good.
Yeah.
And actually,
we'll just oscillate between liking them and not liking them. Next week, we'll just spice it up. Mm-hmm. We hate those guys.
Mm-hmm. We've been fortunate enough because of GDC and just people being in town to meet some of the backers and readers who have been a part of this.
We hung out with the King of Loathing guys last night.
Yeah, and those guys have graciously sponsored the cast. And Zach and Kevin from Kingdom of Loathing are
also Video Games Hot Dog.
Video Games Hot Dog is their podcast.
Yeah.
And those guys are great. Those guys are
really, really, really cool guys.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, I had a really good time with those.
They were fine.
Yeah, Jake, you weren't a fan.
They were okay.
What? You were charmed. You and Kevin wanted to get beers together. It was so sweet.
That's true. I was charmed.
But yeah, they're really sharp guys who know a lot about just games and game design and how to do stuff on the internet because they've been doing it for a long time. And it was really just, I left that conversation with a pep in my step. So thanks, guys. It was really, really great.
And that's one sponsorship ticked off the list. Thanks. Oh, no, sorry.
Yes.
Really excited to play Pikmin 2 later.
What?
Oh, shit. What did I put on my computer? That was the reason for this. It was some.
Oh, it was the Yahoo search bar.
Oh, it was
with
like
all,
it
with
was
the
Norton
ads
like
beneath it.
Bingo. Who's that gorilla? Fucking. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the Bonsai Buddy?
Bonsai Buddy. I put Bonsai Buddy on my PC, and it seemed like a good idea. It seemed like he has a little function where he tells you a joke. I'm like, oh, this seems like a really good thing to put on my computer. So I put that on there. I put that Yahoo bar on there.
Got the comic cursor.
Dogs and cats. Did you guys ever have dogs?
Oh, babies also.
Babies.
You're running dogs, cats, and babies.
I'm also running a
Nintendo. If you come back, it's actually just one dog covered in blood.
I've also got a Nintendo DS emulator on there that I used to run Imagine Babies. So it's, you know, I've really got the whole babies line on my computer. It's, for some reason, my computer doesn't work as
your
well.
Your desktop wallpaper is a cute baby.
Mm-hmm.
You just love babies.
Well, my desktop wallpaper is the designer of Imagine Babies. It's a photograph of that guy. So
I see.
Yeah.
I got to play that game, and I should do it for the cast. Like Imagine 2 years babies. Ago for my birthday, Robert Oates, who works at BioWare now.
Of Hall & Oates.
Yes. Of Hall & Oates. That's right. Look at you. Look how chuffed you are by that. You just smiled the biggest I've seen you smile in maybe a month.
I don't even remember if that's that guy's name. It probably isn't even Robert Oates. Maybe it is.
I don't think it is.
He gave me programmer? Yeah, it's Robert Oates.
He gave me Diaper Dash as my birthday present on Steam. So it's just in my Steam queue. Maybe I'll play that and talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, you should do
that's
it.
The game we're going to be playing tonight on the stream.
Welcome, by the way, Three Moves Ahead listeners. We really think you're going to like this.
Rob and Troy did a fantastic job, but
thinking we can pick up where they left off, maybe jazz things up a bit. You know, I think they had a really solid foundation there, but, you know.
Anyway, first up, we're going to be talking about Simpsons Monopoly, which we own.
The rights to, as well. part of the acquisition. It was a weird package deal.
Yeah.
But we really wanted that Simpsons Monopoly, so we figured, all right, Three Moves Ahead comes along with it, fine.
Yeah.
We can deal with that.
We also have Monopoly Classic Original Board Edition over there.
Mm.
And we'll be talking about StarCraft 2.
Good.
I haven't played that, actually.
We're really stoked to have Rick and Terry on board and whatever. Moratorium. Lich is hanging it up.
Nick read a book.